Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You will have heard the reports about one in nine drivers tested over the grand final weekend, the long weekend, testing positive to drugs. Now, this resonated with me for several reasons. One reason, I was talking to Assistant Commissioner Doug Fryer last week about the increase in positive drug tests compared to the number of alcohol positive tests. The other reason is that I found for sale a little kit, a 0.05 test kit. It was one of those discount chemist places. $10 it cost, and it made me think. Well, hang on, how do people assess it these days, and do these things work properly? This is what Doug Fryer told me last Thursday.
The drug buses, which are random testing, are doing 1 in 44 as the strike rate. Incredibly disturbing number. Those that are doing more targeted testing is around 1 in 14.
1 in 44 random testing drugs. What would you get with alcohol?
We get about, from our booze buses, we get 1 in 567.
So you've got more, you're picking up more people on random testing with drugs than you are with...
Absolutely.
Alcohol?
Yep.
1 in 44 compared to 1 in 567. In the studio with me from the Road Policing Unit, he's very much expert in this area and has been for a number of years, Inspector Martin Borman. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Those figures are very disturbing, aren't they?
They're very disturbing and very concerning. We've increased our activity in drug driving enforcement, but still the message isn't getting out there.
And when Doug Fryer was talking about 1 in 44 positive to drugs, 1 in 567 positive to alcohol, is that because they're targeted drug tests?
Well, those figures relate to our drug and alcohol bus activity, which is random.
So it's everybody, yeah.
Everybody. The figures over the weekend, that's a dedicated enforcement operation, so there's some targeting involved in that. But even so, it's still remarkable that there are so many people out there that are using drugs and driving.
But what does it say to you if you've got 1 in 44 being picked up on your booze buses with drugs and 1 in 567 alcohol?
Well, I think if we look at it historically, we've had 55 years of educating people and enforcement to teach people not to drink over a certain threshold. With drugs, we've been doing it for 10 years, a bit over 10 years, to say that, you know, we're out there testing, and if you consume illicit drugs and drive, you're dangerous. But there's this lack of understanding that because the effects of drugs are not so obvious, that you're not creating a risk.
Is it true, as those figures seem to suggest, there are more drug drivers on the road than there are drunk drivers?
Well, I don't know that that's the case. The percentage is, in terms of proportionately, certainly a significant concern. When you look at the household surveys, you know, 80% of the population are consuming alcohol, around about 15% of the population are using illicit drugs. So it is of concern that that small group within the population is featuring so strongly.
I was looking at some figures nationally the other day, and they're the same around the country. But police right around the country have been horrified by the number of people they're getting with drugs in the system and on a random test, not targeted. So it really is a national problem, this, isn't it?
It is a national problem. It's you know, a change in social activity, the normalisation of illicit drug use in people's socialisation. You know, the combination of different substances, the combination of illicit drugs and alcohol, these new drugs, these synthetic drugs that are coming onto the market, there's a direction towards using substances to have fun, if you like, but it's just so dangerous when you mix it with a car.
Do you find people on drugs off their head, or are they sort of not obviously affected?
Well, it's a combination of both. There are the extreme levels where quite clearly people are not in possession of their faculties. They can be aggressive. They clearly can't. Their visual acuity is gone. All those sorts of things. And there are the more subtle people that their behaviour is not what you would expect from a person that is not using a psychoactive substance.
What do we do about it, do you think?
Well, we need to continue to educate. We need to continue to enforce. We need to convince these people that, you know, put the argument about whether you should be using drugs or not drugs aside. That's one argument. But quite clearly, you shouldn't be using drugs and then driving a car. because it is dangerous. Not only are you threatening yourself and risking your own safety, but it's the other people on the road as well.
Mind you, I don't think there'll be too many cabbies or train passengers who want them on trains or in cabs either.
Oh, well, exactly. The effects of drugs are so dramatic, and it changes people's personalities. It changes the way they can function. Drug use is a dramatic thing.
This little 0.05 test kit, do you drink alcohol?
I have done. I don't anymore.
You don't. Okay. How did you, when you did drink alcohol, assess your level?
It was basically about how I felt. And I think that's what most people do. They might count their drinks and think, I've only had one, so I'll be all right. But blood alcohol concentrations or breath alcohol concentrations are just a snapshot in time of what amount of alcohol is going through your body. It doesn't directly indicate the effect, the psychomotor effect that's having on your brain.
So what do you think about those little kits that are, $10? You step one, use the breathalyzer equalizer powder, remove mouth alcohol, then you blow into a little tube and it gives you a colour reading, which should, they say, indicates if you're over 05.
Well, they're a very, very similar device that the police used to use back in the 70s, a chemical reaction device, dichromate, and it's an indication, but no more than that. I wouldn't bet my licence on one of those tests.
So what should you do? How do you judge it?
Well, really, the only safe way, Neil, and I know you've got some views on this, the only safe way is to separate the drinking behaviour from the driving behaviour, the same way as you separate the drug behaviour from the driving behaviour. That is the only way you can be totally sure that you're not going to exceed the limits and be safe.
But I'd assume if I have one beer at home and then go out to buy a pizza, I should be right.
Yeah, you should. But then there's all these physiological effects. I don't know what your liver function is. Those sorts of things come into play. The actual effect, what sort of sleep you had, what sort of meals you've eaten. There's so many different things that can affect how the alcohol is absorbed into your system.
So even one stubby of full-strength beer could put you over?
It could, particularly, and the other aspect is gender, particularly for females. It's a different scale for females as it is to males.
So what's the message you're saying? Don't drive if you've anything.
Exactly that. If you plan to drink, plan not to drive.
Even if it's just one drink.
Yep. That's the only safe way. If you look at it logically, you need to be 100% in possession of all your faculties to drive safely.
So do these little kits concern you? And there are several of them on the market. I'm not just targeting this one. In fact, they say if you have any doubt, don't drive, which is fair enough. Yeah.
Well, there are a number of different devices on the market. From this is probably a base model, and then you go up for a couple of $100s, and they have a certain type of sensor, and then you progressively go up to the types of devices that we use. And I think people would be better in changing their behaviour rather than relying on devices to assess whether they're going to be breaking the law or not. It's not about whether you break a law. It's about whether you're going to be safe to drive.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the digital ones I've got available, $265. They have the same issues of accuracy. I mean, obviously yours are accurate, but are these other ones accurate?
Well, they're accurate to a point, and you're still affected by all those other things, whether you're absorbing alcohol or whether you're eliminating alcohol, what you've had to eat. There's so many different factors.
And it's no defence, is it? If your machine says I'm 0.07 and my machine says I'm 0.04, you win.
No, that's right. There's a specific provision in the statutes that says that they don't count.
Thank you so much for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you, Neil.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.